Hey mom, does this sound familiar? You encourage your daughter to read her Bible and she says something like,
Mom, I don't get it.
It's so boring.
I don't have time, Mom. We get it. Sometimes getting her to love God's word seems impossible.
That's exactly why we created the True Girl Pop-Up Party Weekend for you.
It's a whole weekend designed to break through those barriers. Friday night kicks it off with worship and a Bible teaching to put you in the driver's seat of the conversation.
Saturday morning, you'll dive into God's Word together in a mom-daughter workshop, and she'll learn the 4Z method of Bible study created for girls her age.
It's fun and it's faith building. You'll worship together, you'll learn together, and mom, you'll leave ready to build her faith like never before.
I'm Dana Gresh.
And I'm Shani McKenzie. And we want to hang with you.
We're coming to California, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. We'd love to see you at the True Girl Pop-Up Party.
Hey, Mom. So I really wanted to connect with my daughter and help her grow closer to Jesus. But finding age-appropriate tools wasn't happening until I discovered the True Girl subscription box. Each box is packed with biblically-based tools like a mom and daughter date, devos written just for girls, and curated gifts and surprises. My daughter can't wait for each box to arrive. And hey, I found myself digging into God's Word more as a result. Check it out at mytruegirl.com.
Welcome to the True Girl Momcast, where we'll learn a lot, laugh a little, and have biblical conversation about raising daughters because motherhood is hard. But guess what? You are not alone. I'm Shani McKenzie, and I'll be joined by my friend Dana Gresh.
Can our children really be missionaries? Now, that's a question that might make you pause because maybe your daughter isn't hopping on a plane to a remote village anytime soon. But what if her mission field is right in front of her? Her school, her soccer team, your neighborhood. In today's episode, we're asking a big question with a bold answer. Yes, your girl can be a missionary right now. How does that work out on the hot pavement of life? Well, when one of my girls was 12 years old, I dropped her off at a pottery making class. And when I walked into class that night, there was an art display that was just purely evil and demonic. There were scriptural signs and symbols that had been created in pottery, but they looked dark and demonic. There was a Bible, an antique Bible, beautiful Bible at the back of this display, all the words blocked out in Sharpie marker except for these three words, God is dead, right on the pages of scripture. I want to tell you, I wanted to take my girl out of that class. I did not want to leave her there that night. And as I went to get her, the Holy Spirit stopped me in my tracks and clearly gave me marching instructions to let her stand up for her faith that night. I didn't even know she had that in her. But I prayer walked that whole hour, just walked around the block praying for this child. When she came out, she was full of the joy of the Lord because her teacher had said he was an agnostic. Her 14-year-old classmate, 2 years older than her, had said she was an atheist. And then there was a little girl much younger than her that just looked afraid. And this child of mine stood up and shared the gospel with the three of them during pottery class that night, and it filled her with the joy of the Lord. No fruit that we know of from that day, but she was a missionary. And so I'm telling you, moms, we need to talk about this and consider this because you don't want to get in the way when the Lord calls your child to the mission field. Now, before Shani gives us a scripture snack, I want to ask you to pray for us. We're releasing this podcast on the very last day of our fiscal year. And that means we have less than one day to raise $200,000 to end the year well. You can go to our website and see where we are in our progress. We want to ask you to pray for us. And if you feel led, would you give at mytruegirl.com? Okay, here's Shani with a scripture snack.
Those familiar with True Girl, you know that we're all about raising daughters who know God, that love His word, and that live with a holy confidence. That's what we talk about all the time. That's what our event's about. And that's why today we are diving into a big, bold word, because we can't do any of that without courage. And it's not the kind that you fake, right? We're talking about the kind that comes from knowing exactly who is with you. Notice I didn't say who you are.
Amen.
Or the confidence you come with, but who is with you. Because when your girl knows who's with her, then she'll have the courage to share her faith with others. And we're headed straight into Joshua 1:9, okay? And what it looks like to be strong and courageous, but in the everyday moments of motherhood, and how to help our daughters be the same. So Dana, can you read our key verse for the day?
You bet. This is Joshua 1:9. This is my command: be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Moms, we have been given a sacred role. And it's not just to love and guide our daughters through life. It is to help them grow in their relationship with Jesus. This is where everything comes from. Courage, love, joy, peace. It all comes through our relationship with Jesus. But that includes teaching them how to share their love with others. You know, we had that song that we used to sing growing up, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." Mm-hmm. Hide it under a bushel? No, I'm gonna let it shine. But sometimes we fall short of letting it shine, right? We tend to hide it under a bushel. And God is commanding us to go out and shine that light and share the gospel. That's why Jesus came. And so we want to be honest, because evangelism can sometimes be intimidating for adults as well as children. And in today's culture, where faith can feel awkward or it can feel unpopular, we're in a post-Christian world, right? The idea of our daughters standing up for the gospel, it might make our hearts skip a beat. Moms, we need courage to even feel like we can empower our girls to share their faith. But here's the truth. The Great Commission isn't just for grown-ups. Jesus calls all of us to go and make disciples, and that's including our daughter. So that doesn't mean we're handing her a megaphone, but it does mean we're helping her see that her faith was never meant to be private. She's not meant to hide it under a bushel. But first things first, before we can share Jesus confidently, it's important to check her spiritual pulse. Does she have a personal relationship with the Lord? Does she understand the gospel for herself? So this month, before we even go into that, this might be the perfect time to gently open those conversations and ask her what she believes. Maybe you haven't asked her yet. And now you can talk about her faith story. Dana, this is actually part of the reason we created the True Girl Glow and Tell journal. Mm-hmm. And it prompts our girls to write their salvation story and share their faith journey, but also it's a generational journal. Yeah. So they get to hear their mom's faith story and their grandmoms and their aunties, right?
Yeah. And Shani wrote this great book. And I think it is so important because I don't know the faith journey of my grandmothers. Mm. They didn't share it with me. I never heard it. And I think sometimes we just sort of assume that our kids know that we have faith. But, you know, I know my mom's faith journey because she sat down and told me about it. Mm-hmm. And this kind of gives you the impetus to do that. And it gives you the tools to do it in a really fun way. But even if you don't have that tool, mm-hmm. tell your daughter, when did you come to know Jesus?
Yeah.
How did it happen? Who spoke into your life is so important.
Yeah. I know for us, when we did it, I actually found out about my grandmother's journey through my mother. So my mom's journey, I knew, and we were talking to my mom. My grandmother has passed years ago, and my kids have never gotten a chance to meet her. But my mom was able to tell her story and write that down and share that. And so it's powerful. Because, Mom, you discuss that with her, and then after you've discussed it, you can help her imagine what it could look like to share that story with someone else with courage. With gentleness and with joy. Because when we walk beside our girls, we don't just raise bold evangelists. We raise daughters who know the hope that they carry and they aren't afraid to pass it on. We want our daughters to get to the place where they know.
Yeah.
It's the knowing, right? Knowing who God is and what God has done for them. God commanded Joshua. But the thing is, I believe before Joshua could step into God's courage, he saw his predecessor, Moses. That was an impetus for him. He saw Moses trusting the Lord. He saw that God was with Moses. And so now he could trust God was going to be with him because he saw an example of what walking in godly courageousness looked like. And I believe that was something that helped bolster his godly courage, seeing Moses walk that journey. And in Joshua 1:5, God tells Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or abandon you. The promise is repeated again and again as Joshua, as he prepares to lead the Israelites across the Jordan River and into unknown territory. So it was the same situation. I mean, Moses was, he was leading the Israelites into unknown territory. It was, you know, he was crossing a different body of water. And Joshua, God did it a different way with Joshua, different body of water, different territory. But Joshua had still heard the promise. And the overall promise was, God is with us. God is with us. Decades earlier, he stood before a group of Israelites with that same assurance, God is with us. But back then, the people responded with fear. And rocks. But now those fearful voices, they're gone. And that new generation stands ready to believe God. This is it. Our girls are in the thick of a post-Christian culture where everyone is calling everything else truth. And this is where they're standing. This is where they're standing. And we can equip them with the words, God is with us. With the truth, God is with us. And watch our girls rise up. We get to see it at every event. We get to see it when we're on the online Bible studies and these girls are in the chat. And they are convinced about Jesus, Dana. They love the Lord and they are ready. They are ready. It's just some of them are waiting for that little spark, but they are ready. And so we want to continue to stoke that flame for them. And by all accounts, the generation our daughters are coming up in is similar. It's very similar to that of Moses. That people are leaving church in droves. There's deconstruction. There's gender confusion. But this is why. This is why God has placed us here for such a time as this, to help equip them. How do they share the gospel without fearing the responses or rejection that may come from their peers? The stones. This is their Jordan River.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. But Mom, I want to ask you something. Are you standing in front of your own Jordan today? Like, I don't know like what you're facing specifically, but I know the answer for all of us is the same. It's the same God who was with Moses, with Joshua. He's with you, which means he's with your daughter. And so I want us to share Joshua 1:9 with our daughters courageously. I want you to write it. I want you to tape it on the mirror. I want you to read it with your girl. Memorize it together. Let her see you believe it. Let her see you believe it, because your courage will help build hers. I believe that.
That's so true.
I mean, have you not seen it in our own lives?
Yeah.
You know, have we not seen it in the lives of those around us? When we demonstrate that very truth, our girls get to see, oh, wow, Mom's trusting and relying on God for this courage.
Yeah.
That gives me a little spine there. It straightens up my back. There's a Bible expositor. His name is Alexander McLaren. He once said, courage that does not rest on Christ's presence is audacity rather than courage, and is sure to collapse like a pricked bladder when the sharp point of a real peril comes in contact with it. This is not just the kind of bravery that helps our girls try out for the school play or stand up in front of the class. Courage is necessary for that as well. But this is a deeper kind of courage. And the only way they get it is by relying on Jesus and remembering the fact that he is right there with them. It's the kind that says, God is with me, so I don't have to be afraid.
Yeah.
And one of the best ways we can grow that in them, it starts in our own relationship, as I just mentioned. But one, we can make roadblocks into invitations. Maybe your daughter has fears. I'm sure your daughter has fears, right? Scared of swimming or sleeping alone or maybe even just speaking up, because that's a real fear for some. Those aren't roadblocks. Those are invitations. They're invitations to disciple her heart.
That's good.
So we can gently coach her through those fears when we say, I'm here. I'm not letting you go. You can do this. We're laying the groundwork for her to believe the voice of her Heavenly Father when he says, I'm never leaving you. I will never leave you. And here's the part we can't miss. This is the second thing. She's watching us. She is watching us. And I don't ever want to say that, Mom, and you feel a pressure like you can't live up to something. This is not something that I say to create mom guilt, because I know that feeling. And that is in no way, shape, or form what we are trying to convey. When we say she's watching us too, she's watching everything. She's watching the times that we fail forward. She's watching the times that we might be fearful and we say, God, just show me that you're with me. She's watching the times when we realize God's grace is sufficient. When we're like, Lord, I'm clinging. She's watching all of that. And she sees that we have to depend on him. And in order for her to begin depending on him, her seeing it in us is such an impetus for that. And so parent with courageous trust. We parent with courageous trust when we choose what honors God over what's most convenient or comfortable. And we show her what real faith looks like. And when I say over what's most convenient or comfortable, sometimes it's convenient and comfortable to say, hey, you know, like, yeah, mommy's got this. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of you lay that on our shoulders. Yeah, mommy's got this. Mommy protects you. Mommy, you know, like all of that. Putting that on us. And that's not the thing. All of it is pointing her back to God.
Yeah.
He is the one that is always with her. And so this world, as it gets louder and it might push harder against that truth, but God's promise is unshaken. So instead of shielding her from the battle and saying, hey, listen, Mom's got you covered. You could come in here and yes. While that is true to the extent we can, we still need God. We still need them to know that God is with us, even to be able to do that, and that God is with them. We get to prepare her in that way, to know that he will never leave her or forsake her. And that's the truth that she gets to share with others.
Shani, that was so good. And you know, just even as you were sharing that truth, it reminded me how much of my confidence to share my faith came from listening to my mother share hers. And I realize I know my mother's testimony. She never had to write it down, not because I specifically remember her sitting down and telling me her testimony, but because I overheard her telling people all the time, her testimony. Mm-hmm. I remember her saying, you know, she was in a hospital with my baby brother. He was like 6 months old, very sick, not expected to recover. If he did survive, he was probably going to be immobile, unable to learn and speak. And a pastor who was just visiting people in the hospital just randomly stopped and shared the gospel with her. And he said, I don't know if the Lord's going to heal your baby, but I know he can heal your heart. And she hears the gospel for the first time in her life as a young mom and surrenders her life to Jesus. And it all made sense because she went to church. She just never heard the gospel in the church she went to. And she was like, oh, this makes sense. Wow. And received it and then looked at looked at my baby brother and prayed for healing. He was healed.
I've seen him.
Yes, he's so alive and well.
Very much.
Not only is he walking and talking, but the brain that wasn't supposed to work at all.
He's like a genius.
He's a little bit of a math genius. He he got all the math brain in the family. But I heard her share that testimony over and over and over and over. And you just saying that just now reminded me. And so I just want to say, moms, share your gospel story in front of your kids.
Sure.
If she's going to be a missionary with courage, in part, it's going to become as a result of you being a missionary in front of her. You know, Shani, I'm wondering, what are some resources that moms might be able to find that would just strengthen that courage muscle in her daughter? What would you recommend?
Well, one thing I would suggest is finding a good Bible mentor.
Okay, what's that?
So it's a person in the Word you can look up to regarding your situation, right? So where you are in life. In this case, I'd have her maybe study a Deborah, right? Or read about servant girl Rhoda.
Oh, I love Rhoda.
Okay, we talk about Rhoda in our Crazy Hair Tour. And listen, Rhoda was a girl of courage.
She was a young girl.
She was a young servant girl.
I think she's in Acts 12.
A lot of times
we say, have you ever heard of Rhoda? People say no. She's barely mentioned.
And I'm telling you, the people that are barely mentioned, pay attention.
pay attention to them.
But she had courage to believe God, even when the adults.
Yeah.
Because your daughter's going to have to stand up and maybe say some things to some people who are older.
Don't you think sometimes as children, we don't have the paradigms of disbelief and unbelief and doubt?
That's why the Lord wants us to come to him childlike. Yeah. I believe it. I believe that with my whole soul. Like, you're not jaded by the things of the world yet, you know? Definitely.
That's so good. I love that. Bible mentor. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to use it forever. And I think I have a lot of Bible mentors. There's been different times in my life where a certain person in the Bible just became so real to me as I lived through something like what they lived through, and they gave me courage. So what about some post-Bible examples?
Okay. Dana, I'm glad you asked that. Revive Our Hearts came out with a booklet a few years ago called Unremarkable Women. And it is incredible. They actually have a volume one and a volume two. It is chock full of women who are courageous, like most of them at times when women weren't encouraged to do that.
Yeah. Women were better seen than heard.
There it is. Yeah. They could be courageous on the inside.
But these women pushed against that.
I'm telling you. And it wasn't
like
in,
do you remember some of the names?
Anne Hasseltine Judson is one that I remember, who she was specifically a missionary.
Yeah.
And Lottie Moon.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
And these women, even their stories of coming to their faith.
Yep.
Harriet Tubman's in there.
And Amy Carmichael.
Women, Amy Carmichael's
like
in there.
Like the first human trafficking missionary.
Oh, my goodness.
Like way back then, rescuing girls out of Indian temples.
Yes.
That were, they were going to become sex.
Yeah.
Slaves.
Yep.
In a worship setting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just horrible. And she was rescuing these kids.
And these are things that we're watching happen right now still.
Yes.
These women were risking their lives to share the gospel.
Yep.
And in America, I know we don't see that as much, but it is happening all across this world.
Yeah.
And we have to really have our eyes open, you know, like, and it definitely could happen here.
Yep.
But knowing that our girls are going to be going.
Yeah.
Other places.
It. You know, I think you can find the Bible, right, for those Bible mentors. But maybe I will put a link in the show notes of
that
Unremarkable by Revive Our Hearts so you can download that PDF and share it. They're just real short, like chapter long.
Mm-hmm.
In one chapter, you hear the whole story of one woman's courage. And that'd be a great bedtime reading or weekly devos for moms and daughters. We'll put a link in the show notes to that.
Yes, read it with your girl. I read it through a couple times, and it bolstered my faith. I'm telling you, it's good stuff in there.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Join us next time. We are going to stop the mommy wars. You thought nobody could. Well, we got what it takes. I'm going to interview Emily Jensen and Laura Wiffler. They're the founders of the now sunsetted Risen Motherhood podcast. That's right. They're no longer doing that. That's part of their courage. It'll fit into the story next week. It's a fascinating conversation on what the Bible says about personal conscience and how it can lead us each to different and equally godly parenting choices. We're talking things like, you want me to get real controversial real fast? Here we go. Homeschool or public school. We're talking vaccinate or not vaccinate. We're talking work out of the home or stay at home mom. We are going to bring you some biblical perspective on those decisions next month.
Next month, we're helping your daughter become courageous in Christ, because knowing that God is with her gives her the confidence to share her faith boldly. That's what July's True Girl Adventure Box is all about. Inside this box, she'll find everything she needs to take the good news of Jesus on the go. First up, the cutest stationery kit. It's perfect for writing notes that share the love of Christ with friends and family. And wait for it, the paper can be folded into a paper airplane. Yes, you heard that right. Sharing the gospel just got more fun and a whole lot more airborne. We're also including True Girl pencils for writing those encouraging notes, plus an adorable croc pencil case with some travel-themed croc charms to give it that adventurous flair. Whether she's headed to school or church or somewhere else, these tools will remind her she's on a mission for Jesus. And because courage comes from truth, your girl will dig into powerful daily devotions to help her understand God's love and grow brave enough to share it. Each one is designed to build her confidence one scripture at a time. You'll also find a special mom-daughter date inside to help you both kick off your gospel-sharing adventure together. So go grab your box, open it up, and get ready to help your girl live out her faith boldly, because wherever she goes, God goes with her. Let that adventure begin. Subscribe today at mytruegirl.com/subscription.